on Friday, April 12, 2024. We're here at the California Natural Resources Building, located at 715 P Street, room 221C in Sacramento, California. My name is Julie Lee, and I'm a member of the Delta Stewardship Council. Because we don't have a current chair or vice chair, I've been asked to preside over the first part of today's meeting, which will be until the council elects a new chair, and then that is the first item of business on today's agenda. So before I begin, I'd like to recognize our new council member, Gail Miller. Gail was appointed by Governor Newsom on March 5th, 2024. I'd like to welcome Gail to the council and share that I've worked with Gail starting back in the Brown administration. She's an amazing woman who will bring a wealth of knowledge to our council, and I greatly look forward to working with her again. And I know my colleagues here are really going to enjoy getting to know her. She's awesome. I'd also like to take a moment to give our deep thanks to our former chair, Virginia Madueño, for her many years of dedicated service on the council. We truly thank her. Emma, can you explain to us how the public can participate via the public comment?
Yes. If any member of the public is interested in providing public comment on any agenda item during today's meeting, please fill out a blue card or send an email blue card to engage@deltacouncil.ca.gov, as seen on the screen. Be sure to note your name and the agenda item you wish to speak on. When called, the clerk will unmute you.
Thank you. In accordance with the newly adopted Bagley-Keene requirements, we're going to begin with the roll call of our in-person council members to establish a quorum. Emma, can you lead us in a roll call for in-person council members?
Councilmember Burgess.
Here.
Councilmember Damrell.
Here.
Councilmember Weso.
Here.
Councilmember Lee.
Here.
Councilmember Maranian.
Here.
Councilmember Miller.
Here.
And for our remote council members, please disclose if there are other individuals over the age of 18 with you and a brief description of their relationship to you. Additionally, please remain on camera for the duration of this meeting if possible. I'd also like to mention that our on-camera member is behind me. So we're gonna be getting some cues from staff to kind of help me recognize if we have any hands raised. So Emma, can you lead us in a roll call of the remote council members?
Council members in Gottlieb.
Yes, here. Hello from Eureka. And there are no other adults in the room.
All right, thank you. We have a quorum. So we'll turn now to the first item on today's agenda, which is the election of a new chairperson for the Delta Stewardship Council to be effective immediately. I'm going to open the floor to members for discussion and nominations for council chair.
Councilmember Zingali has his hand raised.
Okay, let's go to Councilmember Zingali. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie. First, if I may just also welcome Gail. Really excited to have you here. And to second your gratitude, Julie, for our outgoing chair, Virginia Madueño, who I feel really showed us how much qualitative value a person can show us in this role. Really different than being an ordinary member of the board. So I join you in expressing that gratitude. And I want to say, I think we are fortunate that we have among us someone with the readiness and the skill set to step into that role. And in my view, that is Julie Lee. I've known Julie by reputation for many years, and her reputation precedes her as one of integrity and commitment and leadership. Who knows government and can get things done. And now I've had the privilege of getting to know Julie here. And she has shown what we need in that chair, the person who can be the hub where the board and the staff and the stakeholders meet, someone who has the readiness to show the commitment, the integrity, the analytical intelligence, all those things we need to lead us in this very complex and challenging future. So it is an honor, really, to put Julie Lee's name in nomination for chair, and I so move.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. So are there any other nominations or any other comments?
I would like to make a second on that.
Well, thank you. All right, anyone else? All right. Well, I, Julie Lee, accept that nomination, and I do it humbly and thankfully. Before we proceed to a vote, is there any public comment?
No, there is not.
Thank you. So we will now proceed with a vote on the nomination of Julie Lee for Chair of Council. Emma, can you please conduct a roll call vote?
Yes. Councilmember Burgess.
Yes.
Councilmember Burgess has voted aye. Councilmember Damrell.
Aye.
Councilmember Damrell has voted aye. Councilmember Weso.
Aye.
Councilmember Weso has voted aye. Councilmember Lee.
Aye.
Councilmember Lee has voted aye. Councilmember Maranian.
Aye.
Councilmember Maranian has voted aye. Councilmember Miller.
Aye, enthusiastically.
Councilmember Miller has voted aye. Councilmember Zingali.
Aye.
Councilmember Zingali has voted aye. The final tally is 7 ayes and no nays.
So officially, I'm supposed to say the name of the person that's been elected chair. So Julie Lee has been elected chairperson of the Delta Stewardship Council by a majority of the membership. And now I can awkwardly stop calling myself by the third person and just take a moment to thank my fellow council members and say that it's an honor and a privilege to serve as the chair of this council. I realize these are very big shoes to fill. You know, not just Virginia, but a whole litany of people that have served as chair of the council. So I fully commit to you to do my very best to ensure that the council continues to fulfill its mission. And thank you very much for this. I appreciate it, everyone. All right, so now we will move on to our next agenda item. I will open the floor to the members for discussion and nominations for the Council of the Vice Chair. And I'm never as quick with my button as everyone else, but my button is on, so I will take the opportunity. I'd like to nominate our new member, Gail Miller, to be the Vice Chair. I've known Gail for a long, long time, and I think that she would be an excellent Vice Chair for our Council. I'll stop talking. Anyone else?
Well, I second that.
Thank you, Maria. All right. Is there any other comments?
Councilmember Zingali had his hand raised.
Okay.
That was to second the nomination, but Maria beat me to it.
All right. Thank you. I have to ask, do you accept the nomination for the Vice Chair of the Council, Gail Miller?
I do. Thank you very much, and also very humbly. And with the Delta Stewardship team, I have a lot to learn, and I look forward to working with all of you to really learn and engage. So thank you.
Thank you. So before we proceed to a vote, is there any public comment?
No, Madam Chair. There is no public comment.
Okay. So we can now proceed with a vote on the nomination of Gail Miller for Vice Chair of the Council. Emma, can you please proceed with the roll call vote?
Councilmember Burgess. Councilmember Burgess has voted aye. Councilmember Damrell. Councilmember Damrell has voted aye. Councilmember Weso.
Aye.
Councilmember Weso has voted aye. Councilmember Lee.
Aye.
Chair Lee has voted aye.
Good catch. I didn't even catch that.
Councilmember Maranian.
Aye.
Councilmember Maranian has voted aye. Councilmember Miller.
Aye.
Councilmember Miller has voted aye. Councilmember Zingali.
Aye.
Councilmember Zingali has voted aye. The final tally is 7 ayes and no nays.
Excellent. Gail Miller has been elected Vice Chairperson of the Delta Stewardship Council by a majority of the congratulations, Gail. Right. So we have one final agenda item, which is for the public to comment on any topic not on the council's agenda. So, Emma, is there any public comment?
No, Madam Chair, there is not.
Right. The next council meeting will take place April 25th at the Oakley Recreation Center in Oakley, California. please refer to the posted meeting notice 10 days before the meeting for further information or updates. And that concludes our meeting today. I'd like to thank our team for pulling together this special meeting. I know there's always more work than it seems like there should be, even for a short impromptu meeting. So I really appreciate it. And thanks, everyone. We are adjourned.